All right, so I told you I'd give you the D. Wade statue defense. Would you like to hear his defense of the reactions to his statue?
Sure.
All right, this was D. Wade yesterday. Dwayne Wade, he got honored. He finally won a game where somebody got honored, which was nice. That's been a change of pace for a while. Did a cool interview with Jax in the middle of it, of halftime. Before the game, he spoke. And he reacted to all the backlash his statue has gotten.
Have you had a chance to see any of the reaction to the statue yesterday? And like, was there any like reaction that you had at all to everyone's reaction to it yesterday?
Yeah, I have an iPhone. Social media, let's see all things, man. It's a lot of talk about me in this world. Y'all got to know me by now. I care, but I don't. But you know, the social media world is about opinions. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone use y'all opinions. Please talk more about us. Talk more about our statue. Come out and see it. Take some photos. Send some memes. We don't care. It was a special moment yesterday. My family and I. I love. A lot of people don't know. I don't know a lot of people with a statue. Do you? Anybody here? Y'all know anything about the process of a statue? No one out there do neither. It's an unbelievable process to be a part of, and it's a complicated process. And, when sitting down with the Miami Heat and myself, what we wanted to do is we wanted to capture a moment that represented the organization, represented myself, and represented the city. I felt like we captured that moment in an artistic form, an artistic way. If I wanted to look like me, I'd just stand outside the arena, y'all, and take photos. You don't need to look like me. It's an artistic version of a moment that happened that we're trying to cement.
What are you stopping for? What is your finger up for?
Before we saw the statue, they made a big deal of how D. Wade paying attention to every detail. Correct?
That's what you're very, very...
No, that's what they said. That's what they said. I'm not guessing. This is what was said to us. About the distance between his nose and his lip and all this stuff and all that. Correct? Now, he says, hey, it's art.
It is art.
Why was it art? So let me get this straight. It don't need to look like him, but the distance between his nose and his lip need to be accurate? Yeah, Explain that to me.
It's the deets, baby.
I'm just trying to make sense of it. The details, but he just said it don't need to look like me.
It does look like him, though. It does look like him.
No.
It does look like him.
That's not what he said. That's what you said.
Guess what he said. I'm just telling you.
You think it's supposed to look like me? I could just stand outside and take pictures. So he's admitting it doesn't look like him.
He's not admitting it. I mean,
Marcos,
listen, based
off. Is he not admitting it don't look like him?
I don't think that was his intention, but based off of your words, Wade just kind of admitted that it doesn't. If I wanted it to look like me, therefore implying that it probably doesn't look like him. But if he had wanted it to, he would have just stood out there. So he's implying that it doesn't.
It's a beautiful statue. I saw it up close yesterday.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Time out.
What?
Here's what I love about what people do. Nobody questioned whether the statue or the honor or the moment wasn't amazing. Okay? Everybody don't get a statue. It is an honor unlike any other. Okay? But he pretty much just admitted it doesn't really look like it.
No.
And that's okay.
I mean, it wasn't really an admit. He's just like, you know.
What did he say?
I felt like it was more like, hey, you take your opinions and stuff it. You know, no, like he doesn't want to hear it from you.
Going down the conversation. Don't just hear the part you want. Y'all think the statue looked like me? If it would look like me, I could just stand outside. So I mean,
it's got to be a little different. It's not a human.
So now you're see
what?
Boy, you are the worst.
What do you mean, dude?
Are you backtracking?
I'm not backtracking.
It's got to look, but it is a statue. It's not a human. It's got to look a little different.
You got to trust me.
Wait. You admit it doesn't look exactly like D-Wade.
It looks a lot like him.
Really? He just said it don't look like him.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said.
Okay, replay that one more time. And this time, use your ears.
You know, when the sitting down with the Miami Heat and myself, what we wanted to do is we wanted to capture a moment that represented the organization, represented myself, and represented the city. I felt like we captured that moment in an artistic form, an artistic way. If I wanted to look like me, I'd just stand outside the arena, y'all, and take photos. You don't need to look like me. It's an artistic version of a moment that happened that we're trying to cement.
Well, you don't always look the same in every moment. It doesn't look the same in every moment, dude. It's not how it works.
Hold on. He said the statue was not designed to look like him. It was designed to capture a moment.
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, the people are saying it looks.
Say what he said.
And they're saying it looks like Forrest Whitaker. It doesn't look like Forrest Whitaker. It looks like D-Wade.
I'm saying whoever you say it is or isn't, D-Wade just said it don't look like him.
No. That's not what he said. That's not what he meant.
Repeat what he said to me.
He's saying like if I just
No. I said repeat. He said. How would you think?
It's an artistic expression. If I wanted it to look exactly like me, I would just stand outside and take pictures.
So he's admitting it doesn't look exactly like him.
Nah, I mean, like a little bit. You got to take some leeway with bronze, you know?
Oh, it's not brass anymore, as you've been calling it.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Why would it be made out of the same thing as a trumpet? You should have just corrected me.
No.
Yeah. Usually you can't get away with mistakes on this show.
And Tony Rizzo really scarred me. I don't want to say anything about anyone.
I'm just, you know, my family and I just woke up today still in disbelief that we were chosen, that I was chosen to be, you know, the first person in this organization's history and this to have that honor. And it's an honor. And so I appreciate all the comments that everyone has, because I'm in on the joke, guys. Like, I laugh all the time. Like, I'm cool. I saw some memes that I was like, it kind of got a little Lawrence Fishburne, lower jawline. I mean, my jawline is covered with this beard. Y'all can't see it. I have a beard at the time, so y'all can see my jawline a little more. But, you know, the family at Fine Art Studios did an amazing job. And I hate that for them, because they are in a different world, you know, when it comes to the work that they're doing and what they create. And every time they create something, someone has to come out and say something about their creation that cannot do what they do. And so I know what that feels like, because I'm an athlete who people talk. I was a former athlete who people talked about me a lot, but they couldn't do what I do. And so, you know, you learn how to just, you know, laugh, look at it, learn from it, move on, whatever. So we good.
Yeah, you guys bullied the artist.
No, we didn't. See, the point that I'm making is this, with all this, it was not made to look like D-Wade. It was made to capture a moment. And wait, this is not conjecture. This is not opinion. This is me believing the words coming out of D-Wade's mouth.
I think.
No, it, you no. think. I know based on what he said.
It's one of these things where, like, hey, if the game went a certain way, you have to have answers for how the game went. And so.
Wait, Outback said the artist bullied that bronze.
It looks like him.
No, it doesn't, dude.
Dude, it looks like him.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you. If I walked up on that in a dark place, I would be scared.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know why you're scared. It's a moment of celebration.
But I will say this. If I approach that statue, like D-Wade said, and remember the moment, it's awesome.
This side harsher than the other side. You know, very pointy on the jaw.
Slightly paler. I don't understand how that's happening. The sun, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the sun was right there.
So it's like, oh, man, it has to be like the perfect angle, perfect sun. And you're like, oh, not that bad.
No. I think it really was Goosey's being around it. It was. Yes,
and it will look. Be. And I love that. Here, it's
from
huge.
The back. From the back, it looks just like him.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Just yeah. the
just the pose, know, the body. The, right. Yeah. No.
So,
for sure.
So here's the deal. And here's the point that I would like to make. If you listen to what D. Wade said,
wow, it actually
makes the statue that much more appreciative. Okay? When you go Whoa. Into it, if you went into it thinking that it's supposed to look like D. Wade, then you're not getting what they were trying to do. But if you go in there and you look at the statue and you say, that's this moment, that's this is my house, then you get a whole different opinion of it. But to go in there thinking that's supposed to look like D. Wade is telling you, no. Hmm. So you can say it kind of looks like him, you're just being nice. The man who the statue was made out of, who spent 16 hours with him, says, no, it wasn't designed to look like
him. I think he's defending the artist. He very clearly cares really? About the artists.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's kind of like...
I love what you do. To make you right, you will say that the actual person who's talking about the statue to help build the statue,
yeah,
you don't believe his responses. It's so not that I'm taking D-Wade for what he said. You saying D-Wade's lying.
I think he's being nice, but I think it's one of these things where I like the statue. I think it looks like him, but it's fine. I get the jokes too. Like it does have I have to admit there are harsh angles. There are harsh angles. Harsh angles.
But again, here's where they got lost, I think, a little bit. Because when he got on that table and he was yelling, this is my house, they tried to capture that.
Yes.
So
that's why I was doing the side by side the other day, and you were like, nah, it doesn't look like it. I'm like, it does, the roar.
No, but here's what I would say. First of all, I appreciate it anyway. Now, no, it's worse.
No, what do you mean it's worse? It's not worse. It's not worse.
Marcos?
Okay, if you the jaw is too square. Even he said it. The jaw is too square. His face is a little bit more rounded off. I understand the mouth open thing, but I agree with Leroy. You didn't necessarily, no one like needed that specific second. Like, you know, you could have.
That's close. But everybody remember, what did you want the section? What did you want it to be? What did you want it to be? Smiling? Like
a smirk, like, you know, this is my house.
That's not how it went.
I know. Listen,
come on.
Nobody on this world got bronze teeth.
What?
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
There's no teeth in any bronze statue?
No, I'm sure there is, but I'm saying, like, in their efforts to show teeth, they messed up the rest of his face and head.
He wanted the teeth.
Okay. Mm. Again.
Yeah, I think that's where
it is. D. Wade said that this is not about looking like him. It's about capturing a moment. Okay? I appreciate that because now I went into it thinking the statue was supposed to look like D. Wade. Now I do not. Now I think of the statue as that moment. And not looking like D. Wade. So now that I heard that, you won't hear another thing from me about questioning until you say it looked like D. Wade. Then we're going to have a problem. Because D. Wade said it wasn't designed to look like D. Wade.
Something tells me you're going to have more things to say.
No. No. Because when they said it wasn't designed to look like him. So then I can't go into it. Yeah. Mm. So what if it's a little terrifying? The moment, Tobin.
It's not terrifying.
That's how he's going to do it. That's how he's going to do it. So what? The statue looks nothing like him. So what? The jaw looks like he's the man.
Hey, let me tell you something. It does look... Wait. Not for nothing. It does look closer to that than D. Wade. Or just put up one of the Walking Dead people.
You know,
they walk around town with their hands like this.
Taylor looked good, though.
What?
D. Wade Boulevard looked good yesterday.
Yeah. Ooh. You sent the pictures.
took a little looky-loo around.
And of course, he, you know, he came and gave you some little credit, gave you some credit.
Yes.
Are you gonna talk about that, dude? He still didn't send me no wine.
Still waiting on it.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Back after this.